This September, Americans will mark the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people in New York, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania. Well, now, thousands of family members of those victims are pressuring the courts to release information they say proves Saudi Arabia had a role in the attacks, a contention Saudi Arabia denies. The most damning information, the families say, is a series of recent video interviews with three Saudi men. So why is that information sealed? Let's bring in Brett Eagleson. He was 15 years old when his father was killed in the attack on the Twin Towers. He's a plaintiff in the lawsuit. Brett, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Also joining me is Jim Kreindler. He's co-chair of the Plaintiffs Committee representing families in the 9/11 terrorism litigation. Jim, nice to have you as well.
Nice to be here, Jane.
So let's start with you, Jim. You are representing the plaintiffs in this lawsuit. This is a group of about 10,000 family members who want Saudi Arabia to be held accountable for the 9/11 attacks. Tell us briefly about this lawsuit.
Sure. Finally, after nearly 20 years, we have gotten to the bottom of the story. And what we know as a fact is a group of Saudi officials, government officials, spent nearly 3 years helping al-Qaeda prepare for and launch the attacks. These Saudi officials located the spots in California, where the two lead terrorists would arrive, be housed, given money to enable them to murder 3,000 people on 9/11. Unfortunately, we've been fighting not only Saudi Arabia, but the United States government, who has continually kept key documents locked up. The documents that we have been given, we cannot show Brett and the other family members because of the gag order that was imposed on us.
So I understand the gag order, but what is the motivation of the U.S. government for keeping these documents under wrap?
Sure. It is the colossal intelligence failure and law enforcement failure for years. Instead of having the FBI immediately arrest known dangerous al-Qaeda terrorists, they were watching them. For a year and a half, they were under surveillance in the United States. We believe that there are more specific misdeeds that some people in the government are tremendously embarrassed about, but I can't talk about those because of the gag order.
Jim, I need to push back a little bit. I mean, the U.S. government says there's a gag order for a reason, that there are national security issues here. It's more complex than that.
It isn't, and it's not true. The gag order was imposed on us to protect the privacy interests of witnesses, the witnesses being people who are complicit in mass murder. And let me give you an example. Right after we started this suit, we served a Freedom of Information request, and our request was denied. We would have to get a statement from Osama bin Laden authorizing the release so as not to interfere with his privacy interests. So for our government to invoke the privacy interests of people who should be indicted for mass murder has absolutely nothing to do with national security and everything to do with covering up their own embarrassment and failures.
So tell us about these depositions. The U.S. government has never said that there was actual proof to link Saudi Arabia to 9/11, but you think these depositions will change that. Tell us why.
The depositions have changed that. There's no question about it. You know, apart from the lies and contradicting each other, the essential facts are now known. The Saudi government knew who they were, deliberately helped them, and our intelligence agencies knew it as well.
And Jim, I'd just like to jump in here for a sec. I challenge any listener today to go out and find the Saudis giving some kind of explanation as to the information and documents and evidence we have. And the only thing you'll ever find in the media is that the 9/11 Commission report found that there were no senior level officials of Saudi Arabia involved. But the commission ended in 2004. The FBI investigated it for another dozen years, all the way up until 2016 with Operation Encore. And those FBI agents are the real heroes that pursued all the leads that the 9/11 Commission never did. So where our lawsuit picks up is where our government stopped and failed us. So we're doing the work that our government should have done.
Brett, you were 15 when your dad died. You said in May that these depositions are the most important of them all. That's your quote. Why is this so important to you?
This is the first time that these individuals had to answer for any involvement in 9/11. And if you look at the evidence and the trail of documents that our team has put together, all roads point back to Saudi Arabia. And these three government officials, Fayyad al-Thumairi, Omar el-Bayoumi, and Mossad al-Jarrah, are senior-level officials. They're working from the Saudi embassy in the United States in Washington, D.C. You have a guy by the name of Mossad al-Jarrah who works in the Washington, D.C. embassy. He's having hundreds of phone calls to radical Saudi government officials, and those two officials are the ones that are coordinating all the efforts and on directing all the assistance to the handlers and to the hijackers themselves. And the fact that these three individuals have never been held accountable, to me, is just mind-boggling.
I know you've been so optimistic, Brett, about bringing justice here, but the depositions happened and they came and went, and you still really don't know what was in them. What are you hoping they'll reveal?
Well, first of all, I want the world to know what's happening to us. If this was a normal murder case where my father was gunned down in the streets of New York City, I could walk into the police department and meet with the detective and read about all the information that the New York City Police Department has on the murder of my father. But because this was a mass terror attack, somehow that makes it so that the family members can't know anything about it. It feels like we're being stabbed in the back by our own government. We loved our country, and we did everything our government ever asked of us to do. And here we are 20 years later, and our government failed us 20 years ago, and they're continuing to fail us today by keeping this information from us. The most troubling thing to me is that our government says, oh, yes, we have thousands of pages of documents, we have thousands of pages of evidence, but we can't give it to you because it's a state secret.
Jim, we all hear the pain in Brett's voice. And I wonder, given the facts here, as you know them, would you go as far as to call this a cover-up of the U.S. government?
Absolutely. It is the worst cover-up I am aware of in our nation's history. Because the government has released some information selectively. A lot of what the government has released creates a completely false narrative. They've released bits of information that might exculpate certain Saudi government officials when we know there is a whole body of evidence that will inculpate the officials. So for the government to release a tidbit that the Saudis like and hold back a mountain of evidence that we know will show the world the truth about what those officials did. People in our government are quite literally helping Saudi government officials get away with murder for 20 years.
Brett, I want to end by asking you how you're doing. Does this fight that you're engaged in make it easier for you to cope as we come up on the 20th anniversary of these attacks, or is it harder?
It makes me feel proud that I can do this work on behalf of the 9/11 community and do it in the name of my dad. I think he would be really proud. But it also makes it really hard to realize what our government has done to us. And, you know, I'm a patriotic person. I love this country. But it's a hard issue to come to terms with to know that your country doesn't love you back the way that you love your country. I have a brother that served in the military. He did the call and he went to Iraq 2 times. It's just a hard thing to come to terms with, that your government doesn't respect you. Your government won't cooperate with you.
We've been speaking to Brett Eagleson, one of the thousands of family members of 9/11 victims, asking that depositions and documents about Saudi Arabia's possible involvement in the attacks be unsealed. And Jim Kreindler, he's co-chair of the plaintiffs committee representing families in the 9/11 lawsuit against Saudi Arabia. Jim and Brett, thank you both very much.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you for having us.